Let's go to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline over at the Open Championship. Rex Hoggard from the Golf Channel. Rex, Matt Peralta, how are you?
Good, good. Yeah, I'm not the one that's going to be pulling driver out here, but there are certainly plenty of guys that are doing it.
All right, so in terms of the course setup and what these fairways, we've heard on the telecast a couple different people, Johnny Miller and others, are saying they've never seen fairways this hard before. Is that fair?
Probably. I mean, the most likely comparison, I guess, is 2006 at Royal Liverpool. I did ask Ernie Els about that, and he pointed out that Liverpool's kind of on a sandhill. So even though it was brown and bouncy, it wasn't quite as firm as what you ended up here. So probably the better example is 2000 at St. Andrews, which, by the way, both those tournaments were won by Tiger Woods, for those counting at home. It is like playing on a tarmac. I mean, we've seen some ridiculous shots this week. During the practice round, Padraig Harrington drove the green in front of 18 into the Barry Byrne, and that's a 456-yard poke. Padraig Harrington is not that long, so you get an idea. Guys talk about it all week long, and it's a very unique and different test. I think they enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm watching it here on the Golf Channel. You can watch it on the Golf Channel. Opening round coverage continuing today on the Golf Channel until 4 p.m. Eastern time. Second round coverage begins tomorrow at 1:30 a.m. Eastern time, all the way to 4 p.m. Eastern time. So tons and tons of coverage here in the overnight hours, all the way into into the early morning into the afternoon for the Golf Channel. So here we are with Tiger, and I mean, this is kind of interesting because Hank Haney is taking Tiger to win this tournament. I mean, Hank hasn't been Tiger's swing coach for quite a while, so I don't really know what the if there'd be any incentive for him to jump on the Tiger bandwagon. But he's 2 under par here, playing the eighth. Well, what do you make of Tiger so far?
I can see why Hank would say that. I mean, Hank was his swing coach in 2006, and he knows what Tiger can do. I mean, I've spoken with Hank about this numerous times, that at the time he was able to do what he did, essentially overpower Royal Liverpool with irons. He only hit one driver all week long, and the way he explained it is there was, at the time, no one better with their long irons than Tiger Woods, and he's getting close to that now. I mean, even during this comeback, I know he hasn't won, but there's been a lot of different things that held him back. It has not been his iron play.
Right.
And you look at his track record in this championship, you look at the fact that power is going to be mitigated, that you can get to the same spot as some of the bombers do vastly different ways. The stinger shot, the two iron, whatever he wants to use will still work. Now, the trick is getting it done. The trick is converting putts that he hasn't been able to do. And the trick is being able to go into a Sunday with a chance and convert it. He hasn't done that. And I'm still waiting to see if he can. I don't doubt that he's able to at some point, but I think it is a skill that he has to relearn to some degree.
Tiger's on 9, excuse me, so he's in a pot bunker currently at number 9. You've already seen one birdie putt that he missed. It was a pretty easy putt on a par 5 that he missed. He made par, clearly, but he could be at 3 under par right now, playing his 9th hole right now, which is a pretty good start to this tournament. Tell me a bit about Kevin Kisner, the guy who shot a 66 today, 5 under par, not exactly a household name, but an American who currently resides at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, there are two different mindsets this week, and I've talked about them. So you have Tiger Woods and, say, Jordan Spieth in one camp. They're going to lay back, kind of hit a lot of irons off tees, try to weave it between the trouble. And then you have Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and Rory McIlroy. They're just going to hit driver. They're going to try to take the trouble out of play, and if it goes in the rough, it's pretty wispy. You can play out of it. Kevin Kisner would be in that first group. I mean, he is not a bomber by any stretch of the imagination. But he had 22 putts today, and that's what he does best, and you have to putt well at this particular championship, and he kept his ball in play. And those are two key things. And if you look at what he's been able to do over the course of his career, he's won twice on tour, put himself in contention at the PGA Championship. I think last year's President's Cup, it was his first team event, was a big eye-opener for him. I think it showed him that he belonged in this group. And the thing that I'm writing about right now, and it just fascinates me, he's sharing a house, or two houses, but they're right next to each other, with 6 other players, and that includes Jordan Spieth and Zach Johnson and Jason Duffner. I mean, and they're spending their nights watching movies and playing soccer out back and joking and giving each other the business. And it's just a very relaxed atmosphere. It's fascinating to see how they're able to kind of unwind under these circumstances.
What happened to Jordan Spieth today, Rex? He was playing pretty well at 3 under par, and then he winds up blowing up late.
Well, I mean, he's not the first guy that had a good round come unraveled over the last couple holes at Carnoustie. I mean, that's where, you know, good rounds go to die, those last couple holes at Carnoustie. But I don't know if it was that difficult closing stretch that did it. He kind of said that it was sort of a mixture of bad decisions and bad execution. And it kind of started coming apart on 15. He hit the wrong iron, according to him, off the tee. He hit the wrong iron into the green, brought the pot bunker in front into play, and he ended up getting it plugged. And more so than any other event, certainly more so than any other major championship, the bunkers here, anywhere in links golf, are true penalties. I mean, they can be a full stroke. They, as we've seen Brooks Koepka, every time I look at the TV, he's in one of the bunkers. So it, you get an idea how difficult they can be. And he just didn't execute coming down the stretch, and he didn't think things through, which is what he's very good at. So it was very surprising.
I think one of the highlights, Rex, is going to be the shot of Brooks Koepka heading out of a bunker on his knees. And that's kind of what this golf course will do to you, right? If you're on the wrong side, you're in the wrong trap, you could have one heck of a stance trying to get out of a trap or getting out of the rough, right?
It puts you in a bad position. And you have to make very good decisions and a lot of times take your medicine. And just to give you a quick update, we were sitting here talking about how long drives are going. Sergio Garcia just drove it into that berm in front of 18, so that was 450-something yards. Get an idea. I mean, this is crazy golf sometimes.
Yeah, I saw someone hit a 3-iron 400 yards or something along those lines. I mean, it's how do you handle distance control when you're going to have a club like a 3-iron or a 5-wood or whatever go 40, 50, maybe 70 yards farther than what it should be?
I'm coming up on 20 years covering golf, and I've never heard some of the terms I heard this week as far as like ending number and carry out and where's your stop distance, because it's never really come into play. Because the example that I think is great is the sixth hole, the par five. You have bunkers that are about 375 yards to carry, these two pot bunkers that you don't want to go anywhere near. Guys can carry that. That's not a hard number for anybody in the field, but just 25 yards beyond that, you've got another set of pot bunkers. And so you have to figure out how to stop whatever it is you're hitting within that 25-yard window, and it's virtually impossible when you don't know how far a ball is going to run out. And I know it sounds cool to be able to hit an iron 388 yards or whatever the case may be, but it's not very realistic when you're trying to figure out exactly what you're taking out of play and what you're bringing into play on a particular hole.
Sergio just hit out of, what was that, a creek? He went into, was that the berm you're talking about with him? He just hit out of water. I mean, my goodness gracious for Sergio.
It's the Barry Burn, yeah. It's the waterway that runs in front of the 18th green. And that's the one where Vandeveld ended up, as we all remember back in 1999. So it's a very famous, yeah. He's not the first one to wade in there.
Yeah, you never like to be compared to John Vandeveld, though, anytime you're having that conversation. Who did you take? I heard a lot of people like Sergio Garcia. He's two over par, so he's clearly still in this golf championship. Who did you like going into round one? Who were your pick to win this thing?
If you kind of look at who's played well lately, and I kind of split my mindset between those guys, I mean, I'm going to brag a little bit. Francesco Molinari is tied for fifth right now. I took him simply because he's played so well the last few weeks, and I think this is the kind of golf. He hits a lot of fairways, a lot of greens, and if he can keep his putter hot, he would be the kind of guy. And I picked John Rahm out of that mindset that, look, if a guy's going to power his way to victory, I think he might be the one. So you kind of had to ride the fence on that. You couldn't go one direction or the other, because I'm still not 100% sure which one of these philosophies is going to pay out.
Right. What are we going to see out of a weather forecast? Because right now it's 17 degrees, the sun's popping in and out of the clouds, it's wispy, it looks like perfect conditions from a weather perspective, but this is, you know, this is the British Open. this can change quite quickly in terms of a weather forecast. So what are we expecting the rest of the week and into the weekend?
I think tomorrow will be more of the same, maybe a little bit more wind. But then on the weekend, they're going to get some rain and they're going to get some wind. And I think we'll see more of what everyone kind of comes to expect from the Open Championship. And even though the lead right now is 5 under par, we were talking to Jordan Spieth about this earlier in the day. I mean, he fully expects the winning score to still be somewhere around 7, 8, 9 under par, which was the winning score last time it was played here in 2007, because you can go backwards in a hurry. And if they do get those wind gusts and, again, you don't know where the ball's going. So now all of a sudden on the downwind holes, I mean, you're hitting these ridiculous distances and you have no idea how to control it.
In terms of if I'm a fan and I'm watching on the Golf Channel today and tomorrow and I'm watching what Tiger Woods is doing, what am I looking for him when it comes to being competitive into the weekend? And I think that, you know, the average golf fan is going to look at Tiger's swing and they're going to say, it looks pretty good to me. Is there anything folks should be watching with when it comes to Tiger?
His putter. Yeah, and we've seen it today, and even though he's left a couple on the lip, that's actually a good sign.
Yeah,
so, like, you want those to drop, and I'm sure he's disappointed they didn't. But the fact is his pace is good. His line is good. He's starting the putts on the line. He's looking at, of course, he changed his putter. He went away from his traditional kind of blade style putter a couple weeks ago at the National in Washington, D.C., and went with more of a mallet headed putter. And he talked about getting more comfortable with that. And I think that could be the key. I mean, that's really what's held him back the last few tournaments. If he can find a way to start converting those putts and start seeing that on a more regular basis, that's the key I think everyone should look for.
He is Rex Hager. You can look at the Open Championship, watch it, opening round coverage continuing right now until 4 p.m. Eastern time, and then second round gets going Friday morning early, 1:30 a.m. Eastern time until 4 p.m. Eastern time for the second round tomorrow for the Open Championship. Rex, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
That is Rex Hager from the Golf Channel live at Carnoustie for us for the Open Championship on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.